Bill.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for our AM Minnesota show. We're going to talk theater here, Paradise Community Theater. I've got two ladies in studio here who are going to tell us all about... Got to get the right microphone on here. All about Alice in Wonderland. Kathy Rush is directing this play, right, Kathy?
Yep, that's right.
Are you the producer and the director?
And the costumer.
Wow.
I guess I like to be in charge. I don't know.
Well, you know, you've been doing it a while, right?
That's right. That's right.
Do you remember the first play you ever directed?
Yeah, I directed the female version of The Odd Couple in Northfield for the Arts Guild.
I've never seen that. I'll bet that's good.
It is a hilarious show. They flip it so that the women, instead of the men playing cards, the women are playing Trivial Pursuit, which lends itself to some very interesting questions.
Oh, sure.
And so it's really fun.
Who starred in that?
Oh boy. Now you're talking 50 years ago.
a half century
Well, maybe 40 years ago. Susan Jorgensen, who's now living in Colorado, and I think Maureen O'Keefe,
Is Susan Jorgensen Dan Jorgensen's wife?
White, yes, yes. She and Dan did a lot of things with me in Northfield.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
I could see Dan being very, I didn't know his wife.
Yeah, Susan, yep.
But I did work with Dan a little bit. You know, of course, he was in college up there.
Yep.
Working there. I knew he went to Colorado. In fact, yes. A lot of folks from Northfield have gone to Colorado.
Oh. Yeah, he's continuing to write his novels. He writes books now.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Kind of Western themed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. You get to visit with him ever?
Sure. Yeah,
next
they
time
come back every once in a while.
Tell him Gordy Cosfell. Let's see if he remembers me.
I will. I'm sure he will.
Well, I don't know about that. Great guy, though.
Yes, great guy. I agree.
Great guy. So we're here to talk about Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
You want to introduce this young lady I didn't bring my book in to have her sign my book.
Sure, sure. Oh, this is Candy, and she is the Queen of Hearts in the cast. And she also has a daughter who's in the show who plays our Humpty Dumpty.
Hello.
How long have you been in theater?
As an adult, this is my third show, actually. And my first show was with Shelley Fitzgerald last year in Scrooge.
And you come from?
I come from California.
And she never acted in California.
Well, I did not in theater. I worked with my husband with some background songs for television and things like that. But it's been a long time since I've been on the stage. And it is so much fun.
Oh, so you were on the stage down there then?
I was more behind the scenes. But I really did theater in college. But I mostly was working in post-production and sound with, you know, songs in the background of shows and television.
So at that time, that's what you preferred over acting?
Well, it's what I had time for, actually, because I was busy having children and raising them. And there's only so much time in the day.
Well, that's true. So, Kathy's not sitting here.
Okay.
Do you like being the Queen of Hearts?
I love being the Queen of Hearts. It's so much fun. In fact, one of my favorite memories actually is because all these cute little kids are playing the cards. And I'm supposed to be very, you know, I'm mean. That's the character, right? And I had said something to them. I was like, oh, sweetie, you got to move here. And one of them turns to me and she goes, that's your real voice? So I was like, yeah. And it's just so funny to change from who I am to into this character and see them just kind of staring and having fun with it with me. Yeah.
Yes. Gordy, we have 20 children in the show
mm-hmm.
and 3 adults. So
age ranges are?
Oh, from about 8 to, you know, Candy.
She's the eldest person?
No. Dean Lamp is in the cast, and I know he's probably, I shouldn't say his age.
He's a grandpa age.
He's a grandpa age, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have two, Maud and Marty in this script are moles, and they're categorized as like an old Jewish couple. So he walks around because he's too vain to wear glasses and bumps into everybody the whole time. But what What Candy's in charge of is the cards. So I have 10 cards, and all summer I painted out of cardboard these cards that they wear. So they march in, and they're just the cutest things. I'm telling
you,
most of them are 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah,
and what I liked about this show is there's 5 dances. No singing. It's not a musical, but there's 5 dances, and these kids get to dance in 3 of them. And so they are just taking it so seriously, and they're so cute when they're up there dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but she gets to order these cards around. And it's really a delightful script. You know, each, like this has been done many different ways, but I really liked this one because it had this dancing piece, and then I thought the characters were all really fun.
Yep. There are musicals. Alice in Wonderland musicals.
Yep.
So
movies.
Is this why, did you pick this because of this dancing?
I picked it because it was a shorter script, and with younger people, it's good to have a shorter script, and because they had the dancing. And my daughter, Jessica Ekron, is my choreographer and my assistant director.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a family thing. So she's been doing a great job of teaching them all these dances. And then my granddaughter is in the cast.
Oh,
too.
Cool. That's
such a fun
really
family affair.
Really, it is. That's one of the things I enjoy about, especially community theater here.
Well,
it's really
the family
a family
for you. It's all in the family for her, too.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why I got into theater actually last year was because my daughter invited me to audition with her. She was like, Mom, I know you love to do this. Why don't you do it with me? And I was like, okay. And it was hard to get over the fear of auditions, you know.
Right.
And then I got cast, and then I just don't want to stop. And it's been so much fun to do it with my daughter. And then my youngest daughter, or my middle daughter, actually, she's now in The Sound of Music. And so it's really fun to see the future of what Kathy's doing with Jessica. I'm like, yeah, this could be our future of being together as a family. It's been like such a delight.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Got to get our opening market report, and then we're going to come back and talk more with Kathy and Candy on our AM Minnesota program. Let's get that opening market report. It's a service of your KDHL agri-boosters, including Werner Farm Seed Dundas, quality seed, reasonable prices, NorthlandFarmBuildings.com, and Craig Keller at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand.
Hogs are higher, soybeans, cattle, and corn are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mostly firm, watching the U.S. harvest pace and planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Beans continue to wait for end-of-the-month tariff talks between the United States and China. November beans are a half lower at 10.06. January is a quarter higher at 10.24 and a half. December bean meal is up $1.70 at 2.76. And on the probability of increased domestic demand, December soybean oil is up 20 points at 50.77. Corn is mostly higher, approaching the halfway point for harvest, with short-term delays expected in some areas this week. Planting weather generally looks favorable in most of South America. December corn's up 1.5 at 414.5, and March is 3/4 higher at 430. Wheat is seeing a little bit of profit taking as the rising global supplies canceling out most of the support tied to solid demand. U.S. planting delays are likely for winter wheat, but soil moisture is welcome. December Chicago's down 1.75 at 498.5. Cotton and rice are mostly lower, watching the harvest. December cotton's down 2 at 63.49. November rice is 10.5 lower at 10.62. Live and feeder cattle are mixed, waiting for this week's direct business to get underway. Asking prices are at 240 plus live, otherwise the major feeding areas are quiet. December live's up 5 at 246.55, and February's 35 higher at 248.85. November feeders are down 67 at 380.65. January feeders are down 7 at 377.95. And hogs are up on technical buying in yesterday's firm close and the pork carcass cutout value. December is up 40 at 83.55, and February is 37 higher at 85.82. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The first 3 years of every child's life are critical. Learn more about early intervention.
How your baby or toddler plays, learns, talks, acts, and moves give important clues as to how they are developing. If you have any questions or concerns about whether your baby or toddler's development is on track, please call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229. Call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
We have some theater folks in studio. Alice in Wonderland opens this Friday, I believe.
That's right.
Am I right, Kathy Rush?
Yes, we open on Friday. We're doing Friday and Saturday and the following Friday at 7:30. And then Sunday the 24th and the 25th and 26th. Is 19th, 25th, and 26th is at 2 o'clock. So 17th, 18th, and 24th.
So you have three matinees.
We do have three matinees, yes. And what we also have before each of those matinees is a tea party. Ooh. That people can sign up for, which will be at the Paradise down in our rehearsal room, as we call it. We'll have some tea and a treat, and some of our cast members will come in, and parents can take pictures with their kids and the characters from the show.
That'd be fun.
That's
a little VIP action.
A little extra, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Before each of the matinees.
Yes.
Now, normally opening night, don't you normally have a reception opening?
Sometimes we do, yes. We haven't as much since COVID. They haven't been letting us do much food at the Paradise since that. So we do greet people in the lobby usually afterwards. So the kids get a chance to take pictures there too.
This play is good for all ages, don't you think?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very silly. The kids will like it. We have an ASL performance, which is our final performance. And then we also have a sensory-friendly performance that's on the 19th. So that way we'll keep the house lights up a little if kids need to get up and move around. And so we try to provide it a very safe environment for the kids to come.
There probably has been every version imaginable of Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, I agree. Yes, lots. You know, and I think there are some some versions that have different characters too. We have, you know, the main characters. We have the Mad Hatter and the Cheshire Cat, the White Rabbit, of course, the Queen. And King.
Yes. Humpty Dumpty,
yes. My granddaughter is playing Dinah, which is a kitten that comes with Alice, so from the real world. So she's so cute because she can only say meow for the whole show. That's her whole lines. She keeps saying meow.
Don't ever forget that line.
She doesn't have to. Just has to know where to insert it. Yep. But
she could throw you off if she decided to bark or something, right?
Well, that's true. That's true.
It would be hilarious.
Yes. We have Tweedledee and Tweedledum, which are a brother and a sister, and they're so cute. They have their own little dance, and they're just delightful. That's Grayson and Peyton Hertz. Yeah, they're really cute.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are for members are $19.50, non-members are $21.50, and students are $15.50.
So very reasonably priced.
Yep.
There's not a bad parking spot.
That's true.
You don't have to pay for parking.
Depends on if there's a car show out front, right?
Well, that's true. And there are plenty of good places to eat downtown.
Absolutely. No, make an event of it. Absolutely.
In Paradise, not so hidden gem nowadays.
No, I hope not. I hope people know where we're at. So like I was saying, that the costumes are really fun to create. Like the Humpty Dumpty and the caterpillar to make them look like caterpillars. And then we had some help with makeup. So some of the kids have some specialized, you know, makeup that they're doing, which is fun for them to do too. Oh, they all do makeup, but like the cats and things have some.
One time I had to play an old man.
Oh boy. As a young person, you had to play an old man.
In high school.
Oh yeah.
I was Pappy Yoakum in Lil Abner.
I did that show when I was in middle school. Yeah.
This was in high school.
Yeah.
And I was in seventh grade, so I was a middle schooler, but my pappy was like a sophomore or junior, right?
Uh-huh.
Who I fly into his arms and kick my legs. And, anyway, the stuff they gave me to make my skin get wrinkled, I was allergic to it.
Oh dear. No. That's not good.
My face was on fire.
Oh.
And I only bring that up because anything like that happen in any of the plays you direct?
Well, we have to be real careful because you don't want to share a lot of eye makeup because of that sort of thing. If somebody has something, and I don't know of a makeup that makes your face all crinkly. Usually we do a stippling, which is with like a
little sponge.
A sponge, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it kind of. And then old age, you kinda kind of line the lines.
This was some kind of a latex.
Was it? I was going to say it was a latex or prosthetic.
Which is why.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was allergic to latex until the play.
Wow. Yes.
That's too bad.
First time we had a dress rehearsal, my face is on fire. What's wrong with you, Gordy?
Oh,
my.
Oh, dear. We'll have to think of something else. Yeah. That a lot of times you line the, you know, parts, your wrinkles, and those of us that have wrinkles, it's a lot easier to do than with the little kids, and it's like, oh, dear.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Really, it didn't have to make me aged. It's a play, for gosh sake. But anyway, I brought that up just out of curiosity as to, because you mentioned, I'm assuming that your meow cat has whiskers.
Yes, she draws them on.
Oh, draws them on.
Yes, yes. But it is kind of fun because we have a lot of kids that have never done theater before in this production. So it's always exciting the first time they're in their costumes.
Yes.
First time they're going to put on their makeup, and we show them how to do that and then say, okay, you can do it after this. And then you see them really working hard at that. The dances, it's so much fun to see them up there because they're concentrating so hard on getting the right moves. And then you can see them out of the corner of their eye watching somebody over here to make sure that they're following along with the right person. But they're getting it, and they're having a lot of fun with it. You can see when they really get it because there's big smiles on their faces when they're dancing and stuff.
I think that dance is my favorite with just the cards, and they're so cute. They're so concentrated. You just see, like, we're doing it, and it's just adorable to see them, like, their first set, you know, chance to be up on stage and do the big thing.
Well, you're the queen of hearts, so do you dance with them?
I do. I do dance in a different dance with the egg. We play croquet.
Yes, there is the croquet match, and the cards become the wickets because, of course, there's no wickets. And the egg, her daughter, is the ball she gets to smack.
Oh, my.
To the wickets. And so that is actually a dance in the show, and kind of a slow motion sort of dance. But, yeah, that's really fun to watch. Really, the kids moving around because the queen has to win the croquet match.
Yes, the cards are in on my cheating. Yeah,
so the cards have to move when the ball comes or when the egg comes their way, just so that when she hits it, it wins. It goes through the wickets. The other times they have to move out of the way so that when the king hits it or Alice hits it, it doesn't go through the wickets.
So it's rigged.
It is rigged by the queen.
Who plays Alice?
Her name is Chloe Heim. She's done a couple things here. I think she's 15. And her brother, we asked him, he's a football player. He came and is helping us run the sound for the show.
Cool.
So we've got a young person in the light booth and a young person running sound, and it's really fun.
And these people are from how many different communities?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Is Chloe from Owatonna?
Chloe is from Blooming Prairie, I believe. But she does go
awesome
to school.
Blossom.
And,
oh,
yes.
No, it's the Humpty Dumpty. No, not Humpty. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. They're from Owatonna.
Owatonna. Right? Yep.
And we're from Northfield.
Yep. We just seem to get people. Yeah. That's one of the things I like about the Paradise is that we really seem to be a regional theater. Mm. We've had people come down from the cities, even go over from Mankato. Mm. But we do have quite a few from Northfield in this one and Owatonna and, of course, a lot of them from Faribault.
There were no cell phones when I was a kid. I know you find that hard to believe. So we had to audition in person.
Right.
Can people people audition by doing a video selfie on their phone, send that in?
A lot of people did that for Sound of Music. I didn't have anyone do that. But for some reason, the nights that were chosen for Sound of Music, some people had some commitments. And so Shelley did say she had, I think, like 10 different people that, you know, submitted a video. And
there's going to be more of that, I'm sure.
Right. And she actually said she enjoyed that because she could go back and look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you don't film the auditions?
No.
So you can go back and look at it, I'm saying.
I suppose you could have, yeah.
You know, I'm thinking as a director, I mean, well, obviously you take notes, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. And then you've got your team with you there and they observe also. Jessica had them each learn a little couple dance steps so we could kind of see how they moved, and then they did that. So there's, you know, different things you have them read and, you know.
Yeah, you definitely don't want an uncoordinated person in a dance.
Well, I think a good choreographer will make the dance so that anybody can do it, and then she works hard to teach them how to do it. Yep.
You think uncoordinated people could be in the dance?
Well, you maybe put them in the back.
I know some uncoordinated people.
Yeah, well, Jessica's very good at teaching people that are pretty uncoordinated how to do their dance moves.
So does she do this for a living?
No, she's actually a teacher at Prairie Creek in Northfield, but she did dance all growing up and up through high school. She did a lot of dance, and then she's done choreography for us a couple of times.
I thought maybe she had a dance studio or something.
Nope, she's a teacher.
What grade?
And she works really well with the kids.
Yeah, she does. She works really well with the kids because I think that teaching experience helps.
Well, sure.
She's a teacher's aide right now. It works up at Prairie Creek, like I say, and helps out there.
Okay. Awesome. You have a favorite scene? Is it the dance with the cards?
Oh, I do love the dance with the cards because they're just so cute. I love the scenes where I'm in it because it's just so much fun to be with the kids, but just visually watching it, probably the cards there and their sweet little dance. That's probably my favorite.
You guys have done some dress rehearsals, of course, because you're open on Friday. Have they gone well? And forget Kathy's here.
No, I think they really have gone well. And it's been, I think my favorite time is when you first put on the costume because it's like a whole nother layer to the character. And you just really feel like, okay, now I am it. And for the queen, especially, I have a fun costume, a fun wig, really funny makeup. And it really just adds all the layers to the pieces to the character, and it actually is really fun to watch the kids look at me and they're like, oh my word, you look very different. I was like, yes I do. And it's just fun to watch it all come together.
I'm looking at your poster. That is not a picture of the cast, right?
This actually is an image that my niece, who lives down in Florida, drew for me. She is an animator and she's done some movies and things.
Oh my.
And they're very concerned at the Paradise that we don't infringe on any royalty things.
Of course. Sure.
So I said to her, could you create something for me? And that's what she created. So we have that on our t-shirts and on all our publicity.
So does Alice have to be a blonde?
Actually ours is not a blonde. She's a redhead.
Well, so most of the time I've seen Alice, she's been a blonde.
She's been a blonde, yes.
Not that it's a big deal. I was just curious.
Well, and I think like all of our parts, they kind of are gender neutral, you know, like Humpty Dumpty. We have a girl playing Humpty Dumpty. And, I don't think it matters, really. I think she's doing a fantastic job as Alice. She's just a very poised young lady. And she's done a couple theater things. She really enjoys it. So,
who's the king?
The king is Reed Soltis. He, my vision at first would be the king would be this little short guy next to but we have a very short queen. So actually the little short guy is bigger than the queen.
Yes.
So, but
which is funny because I think he's only 10 and he's taller than me with a big personality himself.
Yes.
And he loves theater. It's been a really fun thing to do with him.
Yes. He loves theater. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is so important to him. So
you could see this guy being on the big stage someday?
I don't know about that, but he really enjoys being involved.
I realize he's only 10, though.
All right.
I could see him definitely wanting and working for it, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling us, Candy, you don't mind my speaking out of turn here.
Yeah, yeah.
That you have a daughter that does want to be an actress.
She does.
Not yeah. this one that's playing Humpty, right?
I mean, I think I could see my daughter's playing Humpty.
Professional actress.
Yes, she loves it. I could actually see her being a stage manager one day. She... maybe it's the firstborn child syndrome of wanting to boss people around. She's good about that and being organized. But my middle daughter, Brooklyn, she's 10. She just turned 10. And she's caught the bug. She wants to be an actress one day. And maybe that might happen.
Did she audition for this?
She did not, because you had to choose whether you auditioned for Alice or you had to audition for, or if you wanted to audition for Sound of Music, because there was like 3 weeks of rehearsal time and shows that overlap. So you had to make a decision, and she really wanted to be in Sound of Music. And she did. She will be playing Gretel.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I've often thought about that up at Chanhassen, because I know some of the actors, actresses there are in productions and rehearsing both plays at the same time.
Right.
I think that would be really hard to do.
I think it would be confusing. Yeah, I think that would be hard.
But you're a professional, right?
So you rehearse during the day and then you perform at night, right? So you have that flexibility, which is really nice.
Yeah. Well, we've only got a couple minutes left in the show. Do you have a favorite scene in this, Kathy? I know asking that is like asking a parent about their favorite kid, but...
My goodness. I think the dances are really my favorite. I think it just really helps pull all the characters together, and you just kind of get to see a different side of them. The Mad Hatter
he's really fun.
Elliot has done a number of shows with us. He's 18. He's very tall and skinny, and he does this wonderful dance at the unbirthday party. You know, there's a birthday unbirthday party, so... He and the other characters do this really fun dance, and it's really fun to watch. And my granddaughter's actually in that one too, and the smile on her face is so big when she does it. It just, you know, it does your heart good to see how much fun they're having. And I think that's great about this cast, is they're all seem to be really getting along really well. And I think that's not always the case, but for this, I think the older kids are helping the younger kids. And I think that really makes a big difference. They really look up to him and are having fun.
So there's a lot of humor in this version.
Yes, there's a lot of fun. Yes, absolutely. And like I say, you said any ages would really enjoy coming to this. It's short and it's just really fun.
How long do you think it'll last?
I would say with intermission, it's probably going to be an hour and 20 minutes.
So less than 90 minutes.
Yep.
That is short.
Yeah.
I love that there's so many kids in it. And I remember being a young kid wanting to be up on the stage. And I think that this is a very accessible show that anybody who would come to the show could possibly see themselves up on stage in the future and be like, oh, I can do that. And I think that's a beauty of the show.
You know, this is going to sound weird, but whenever I go watch a play, I try to think what character I would like to play
on
the stage.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's not weird?
No, not at all.
I mean, I do that.
all the time.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear I'm not weird. Tickets can be bought on the website.
Yep. Or by calling the Paradise Center for the Arts, 507-332-7372.
I also pick out roles that I would not want to play. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't think I could do that. Oh, I think I could do that.
Yeah.
All right. That concludes today's edition of AM Minnesota. I got to be on my best behavior tomorrow. The police chief will be in here. He always has his taser on, always has a gun on. So I got to be on my best behavior tomorrow. And we'll talk about AAUW on Friday.